Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Hey, welcome in to the Ron Ross Radio Show podcast.
Hi.
Woohoo! And here we are.
Woohoo! It's early.
March 27th at just after 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. You know, it was funny you should say that.
Yeah,
because I'm looking. I got up this morning and I made the coffee and, you know, treated all the cats and sang the treat cat song,
right.
And then I'm sitting there. And greatest wife ever. She gets up. I made a pot of coffee for her, and we're just sitting there. And I'm going scrolling through my phone and I look, and it's like 8 o'clock, and I'm like 8 o'clock. Oh, I got to get ready for this.
Right, because like, normally 11.
Yeah, we're normally 11. But now we're here, and this is a very exciting. Okay, I'm done with this stuff.
For those listening, Ron has on Easter ears and the Easter bunny nose and whiskers.
Right.
It's cute.
By the way, I didn't introduce everybody. And so this is, I'm Ron. Ron Ross Radio Show Podcast. And then my right, your left.
Right.
Is Mr. John Yaglinski, who is our executive producer and also my co-host.
Hello. Here
on the Ron Ross Radio Show podcast. You know, I was just listening back to the first radio show, podcast yesterday, okay. Which was on
number one,
which was on Apple Podcasts. By the way, you can get this podcast. And I was listening to the audio version.
Okay.
And listening to it. And it was rough. It was interesting. But I do want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. Oh, by the way, you know, you can we jumped through a couple of hoops to keep this number because the Google was telling us, hey, we're going to take your number away from you. But if you want to leave any messages for us at all on anything, a topic you want to talk about, 240-415-9090. 415-9090. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or on YouTube, then the number's at the bottom of your screen.
Yeah,
if you're not and you're listening to the podcast, well, the number again is 240-415-9090. We should come up with a jingle. 240-415-9090. Something like that. All right. So if you are watching us, then I've got giant Easter bunny ears and I've got the nose. Now this, by the way, is very painful. The nose and the teeth and the whiskers. See, the whiskers here are zip ties, and we've punched holes in there to put, but the base of the zip tie is inside and scraping against my teeth.
Ow.
I know this is one of the hard part, right?
Ouch.
Let's see. Jim posted a comment. Says we're on the street. John was taking his pilot license test today.
Oh. I think that's a callback to a couple shows ago.
It is a callback. That's good. Jim's on top of things. All right, hang on.
Hey.
I'm going to disrobe in some
fashion. Jennifer Skunov says you're such a cute bunny.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer says I'm such a cute bunny.
Lord. What is going out?
Oh, man. I wanted Bugs Bunny ears. They're not gray. I have another pair of gray ears. I'll tell you why. I have all of this stuff.
I didn't know I was supposed to dress up this morning.
Oh, Lord. Oh, now look at my hair. I need a haircut. This is bad. It's going everywhere. I haven't scheduled anything for a haircut. All right, here we go. All right, I feel better now that I've got my headphones. And I can adjust this so we're not looking at so much ceiling. All right, I can adjust the camera.
Good.
All right, and if you're listening to this, I know this is scintillating podcast. Okay.
Exhilarating.
I do want to take a minute at this very beginning because when I posted yesterday that we were going to be changing the date and time of the podcast, I got some well wishes for Baltimore and the things that Baltimore is going through right now with the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the collapse. I do know this morning that they have changed from search and rescue to recovery. They had caught it early enough before the ship collided into one of the supports of the bridge and the bridge collapsed, that they had stopped traffic because they saw the bridge was coming. They got a warning, a mayday from the ship, but it didn't get the construction workers. So the six construction workers are now presumed lost. And so now it's a recovery effort. And they're looking at 2 years, probably, before the bridge a new bridge is going to be up and running and traffic is going to be open. Major thoroughfare, I mean, cutting or closing the port of Baltimore, which is the third busiest port in the United States, which I did not know. It's going to affect a lot of in the economy, especially food and car parts. I heard car parts, which is it's going to affect that.
Which is already bad, by the way. And again, I'm not. You know, the funny thing is, we all look at this kind of, and we start mentioning, you know, it's going to start, you know, food, car parts, other things. There were a few other things that were mentioned, Amazon packages. I'm like, yeah, but okay. Do you realize what just happened?
Right.
I mean, we can all deal with the car parts being a little bit longer. Although I will say, having just gotten car parts from Japan, literally to fix my car, mm-hmm. it took a while already. So it's just going to take a little while longer.
A little while longer. So,
we can all deal. Put it in perspective, people.
But everybody, the first responders and everybody, the federal government has responded. Of course, the state of Maryland and people outside the state have responded with support for the first responders. So anyway, Baltimore strong. We want to acknowledge it. Send our I know how horrible it sounds when you say prayers and thoughts and prayers, but really, just take a minute. It's especially, again, it's close to home. It's, you know, Baltimore. I know I make a big deal out of the fact that I'm from Baltimore and I live in Maryland. And it's a pretty huge deal. I just wanted to acknowledge that right out at the beginning of the the podcast.
I think so. I saw today $15 million of economic impact per day that.
The
port is closed.
Sure. So, yeah. No, the port is closed. Yeah. There's no way to get by it. You can't get by the.
So it's, you don't want to be insensitive, but you also realize that there are people that work there and there are people that have jobs that are connected to that too. So they have to have livelihoods. So there's a lot of impact.
There's a lot that's going on.
Just the traffic but thoughts, prayers going out to the folks that were lost as a result of that.
So let me give you the headline and as I move on and just like we deliver news in our family, we always say, I'm okay. And then you deliver the news. So let me just tell you, I'm okay. But I'm scheduled for some tests and I'm not a big fan. One of them is a CT scan, CAT scan.
Yeah.
And that's coming up. And so I do want to acknowledge the woman in the scheduling place was fantastic because the greatest wife ever is getting one. I'm getting one. And then I have to get an MRI and I'm not happy. And I tried to get an open MRI and they don't do it. There's only one in our area, which was weird. Anyway, the long and short of it is I got to go in for an MRI. And I think the last time when I went in for the heart, and it's not about the heart, it's about something else. Don't worry about it. So, like I said, I'm okay. That's these are just tests to make sure that I'm okay. And, but the MRI is the thing that's freaking me out because I don't want to go into the tube and so on and so forth. Now, the last time I went in for my heart, mm-hmm. when I was experiencing this, anxiety about going into the tube is they said, well, you can just go in on your stomach and look out the end. And I was like, oh, well, why didn't you say that in the first place? Why didn't you let me go through
an
hour of this anxiety and freaking out and you're feeding me Valium and it's doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that literally went in on my back and I'm like in and it's up to my chin. I went, nope, pull me out. And they said, oh, you can go in on your stomach. Why wasn't that the first thing you said? So hopefully I'm going to be able to do that.
I was not aware you could do that either. Having been, by the way, because of thyroid cancer, having had plenty of scans and tests. And by the way, once you've had, let me just put this way. Once you've had a major event in your life and you've gone through these sort of things, you don't like going through tests again.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's something routine. It doesn't matter because tests find things and you don't, I mean, you know, I'm just giving you the perspective kind of where your head's at going into this. It could be the simplest sort of thing, but I'm having a test. I'm having routine blood work. Yeah, but routine blood work now
found it's going to come back and go, you have elevated levels. I know.
And old people problems.
I don't want to approach it with what you don't know.
The other
won't hurt you, but that's because that's so right. not true.
Right.
I know. And it's all hitting at the same time. So we're all getting into the time. Yeah. You know what? Jim just posted, said MRI, just keep your eyes closed and don't open. Breathe calmly. Take a nap. Okay. Yeah, Jim, that makes total sense to somebody right. who doesn't have anxiety and claustrophobia. It makes complete sense. It doesn't make sense to somebody who has an irrational fear. It's irrational. Right. You are suggesting something that's rational.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I could totally close my eyes with the knowledge that there is something right there, and I don't want that.
Right. This is correct.
So hopefully I'll be able to go in over with my... on my stomach and look out the end of the tube. It was fine. I looked at the end of the tube. I'm listening to the music. And this was 8 years ago with my it'll be 9 in September with the heart thing. All right. So enough about that. So I just wanted to mention the open MRI, and I'm looking at pictures of open MRI and I'm like, well, that doesn't look that much better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never done the open arm MRI. I've wanted to, but
yeah.
Has anybody in the audience ever done that?
Yeah, have you ever done an open MRI? Yeah. Tell us about it. You can put it in the comment section. In the
comments. Or call, better yet, call.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Call the number.
Call the number. What's the
240-415-9090. 240-415-9090.
And tell us about your experience.
All right. So we're at the time of year. This is Holy Week. Leading up to Easter Sunday, and being a Catholic boy that I am, and I served masses. I was an altar boy. They call them servers now, but I was an altar boy at the time. Oop. And an acolyte, and would I did all of the things, man. I was a candle bearer. I would hold the cross. I would, if you don't know anything about Catholic Mass, that's at the processional as you're walking in. You had two, and usually my brother and me, my older brother Joe and me, they would schedule us together to be at the same Mass so that Mom and Dad didn't have to go to two Masses. And
it was nice of them.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. Yeah. And then in high school, and this was, this is during grade school, and then in high school at St. Joe's, they would pull me out because they knew that I was an altar boy or server, and I knew what to do. They would pull me out of class, and I would serve for funerals and stuff like that because I knew what to do. And I was a server with, it's funny, I've got a high toleration, I think, for little, how do I say this in a nice Catholic way, for high demand priests, let's put it that way. They can be at least one
a little demanding,
little Napoleons up there on the altar. You're snapping their fingers at them, move boy, move, stuff like that. This is in the 70s. All right, it was and
different time.
But I knew how to deal with that. And so later on, we had a high demand priest, and I just chatted with him after Mass one time, and we were just chatting away, and he realized that he was like, oh, you blah 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 blah. I chipped through that harsh exterior in order to get to talk to the man. Who was a great guy. Anyway, so I do remember one time, Holy Week. So Holy Week, if you don't know, is the commemoration of the Passion of Jesus Christ. So he comes into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday as a prophet, and then throughout the week, then they plot to kill him. Thursday.
That's just the quick summary. That's the
that's what it is. Well, that's what it is
that Ron Ross has put together.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Carefully comes into town and then they plot to kill him. They plot to kill him. Good night. So long, everybody.
Catholicism in 10 seconds.
The expedited version of
Passion of Jesus Christ. And listen, trust me, Anna. And if you take this very seriously, I don't mean to be blasphemous. I'm not blasphemous. This is very. No. This is how I was raised. Okay.
Right.
And so Thursday is the is Holy Thursday, and that's the Last Supper, which as a kid I had a hard time, you know, as you're learning about other religions, but they don't teach you that a lot when you're a kid in Catholic school. You just learn about your religion, and then later on you learn about Judaism, and then you learn about the Seder. And you'll learn about Moses and the Ten Commandments. And you see the movie every year and you're like, oh, the Passover. And you realize now that the Last Supper was a Passover meal, was a Seder meal. And I'm going, right. And there's like, but don't remember, Jesus was Jewish. And I'm like, oh, okay. Still trying to put that together in my mind. So you had Thursday was the Last Supper. Friday, Good Friday, is the crucifixion. And then Saturday, Holy Saturday is Holy Saturday, and then Easter Sunday is the feast of the resurrection of Jesus in Easter. There you go. I just gave you a little bit
of the cycle.
But on Friday, I told you I was an altar boy. Mm-hmm. On Good Friday, I would go. They have all around in a Catholic church. They have the Stations of the Cross,
right?
And I'm a cross bearer. As we're walking through the Stations of the Cross, and the people walk through with the priest, and there are prayers that are said at each Station of the Cross. Jesus is condemned to die. Jesus is the scourging the pillar, and all of these things. Okay, they go all the way around and go and ends with the he dies on the cross. And we get to that one, and it started at noon. You know, traditionally in the Catholic Church, the crucifixion starts at noon, and then he dies at 3 o'clock. And I'm just giving you some traditions of what happened, that how I was raised. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking around, and with the and it was about 3 o'clock when we got to the Station of the Cross that, you know, Jesus was dies, and the whole church got dark, and I'm standing there with the cross going, and I'm just looking around. And we're saying the prayers, and people, you know, and it was silence after that. You announce that, and then there's silence. And I'm looking around now, okay, probably a cloud.
Right, they do exist.
That had obscured the sun.
Right.
But when you're an 11-year-old altar boy, you're doing the Stations of the Cross, and that happens. I'm telling you, man, it felt very real.
Yes.
And then as a boy, we were blessed because and of course I was a television addict. All right, and I watched TV all the time. So much so that mom would go outside and play, but I watched TV. I loved television. I'm a television generation. That's me. And so they did and I'd seen the movie The Greatest Story Ever Told, Max von Sydow, and it's the story of Jesus. But then they did a made-for-television movie, and it was a joint British and Italian production called Jesus of Nazareth. And it was with starring Robert Powell. And it starts at the very beginning with the Annunciation and the birth of Christ, so Christmas and all of that stuff. And it ran over, it was a mini-series, as I recall. Was it one or two? Might have been two. I don't remember. Do you never watch this?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm old, Ron. I don't remember stuff anymore.
Well, you're younger than I am. What are you talking about?
We're still old.
I just remember as a 12-year-old, it came out in 77.
Apparently, Jennifer Schoonoff.
Yes. So she's seen
it. Was an amazing series.
She's seen that. And all the big stars of the day were James Ferentino, I believe, played Peter. And but Robert Powell was Jesus, and it was the typical, you know, blue-eyed he wasn't blonde, but, you know, long hair, you know.
What Jesus was,
okay. But anyway, my point is, you're watching this at 12 and you're like,
I prefer the baby Jesus personally.
8 pounds, 6 ounces, never said a word.
Sorry.
And I'm not getting, I'm not getting religious. I'm just telling you, this is how I was raised. And this is one of those made for TV movies that I watched that I loved when you're 12 years old, a 12 year old Catholic altar boy. And you're watching this, you're like, this is it. This is what happened. You know, even though they're all talking in British accents and
right. You know, let me tell you, Robert Powell.
Yeah.
Striking.
Yeah, there he is.
Like those eyes.
There he is. There's a picture of him. But John just posted a picture of Robert Powell as Jesus from the Jesus of Nazareth. And
I'm remembering it because I remember him.
Like, if you've never seen it, then by all means,
1977.
You know, it's free. You can watch it on Peacock, although we've just lost Peacock. I think on Tubi, you can watch it for free on Tubi. Yeah. And which means there are commercials, but whatever. If you've never seen it, I recommend it. If you want to see that, I've never seen The Passion of the Christ.
I've seen that.
You've seen it.
Saw it in the movie theater.
Directed by Mel Gibson. Written in the original Aramaic, so you had to read the
subtitles. I got to tell you, that was brutal. The first movie I've ever seen where people at the end of the movie walked out in complete silence.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not a noise, not a peep from anybody. Nobody was talking.
There were stories. Stories of people who had committed crimes and had been on the lam for years and gone to see the movie and turned themselves in.
It was tough to watch at parts too.
Never seen that one. So, Jesus of Nazareth. I'm going to say you might want to go back.
Not that this is a religious show, folks.
No. I'm just saying that show, that movie, I'm telling you, when you're a kid. All right. So this Saturday, and I have to explain this because I had the...
By the way, this is a great comment. You got to read what
Jennifer says. I wasn't born yet when it came out, but when I did see it, I was convinced that truly was Jesus.
That's what he looked like. That was it.
Well, when you're 12 years old, and you're like, that's it, man.
That's him.
Oh, no, I hear you. I hear you. I know what you're saying. Anyway.
So true.
And the one that's out now called The Chosen, which there is a miniseries that you can watch.
That's pretty good, too.
And they haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of that. They're releasing it in the theaters.
It's like season three or something.
Four
now.
Season four in the theaters. You're behind. Right. So, Saturday, well, actually, let me take you back. Granny's wife ever and I, it was the Saturday before Easter, and it was just she and I, and we decided we were going to go out in downtown in our town, hometown of Frederick, Maryland. And it's in central Maryland, and there's a great little downtown restaurant and bar district on Market Street and a lot of great restaurants, but there's also a lot of great art galleries. It's a booming art scene which in downtown Frederick. It's interesting. I've never noticed that before. You know, we didn't notice that before, you know, when you're a kid growing up. You know, Frederick, Maryland was a farm town. You had a lot of dairy farms in the area. A lot of dairy farms in the area.
Absolutely true.
And anyway. And there's a lot of history in downtown Frederick, especially with the Civil War and that. But it was founded before the U.S. was a country. Anyway, so we're going downtown. We show up at this bar in downtown Frederick. Shout out to, it's not called Griff's anymore. It's where Griff's was, Shuck and Shack. So we show up at the Shuck and Shack, and we're sitting down, and we're having a drink, and she puts it out on the... out on the internet that we're here. We're day drinking. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. we're at the Shuck and Shack. She puts that out.
Come join us.
Hey, we're here. Come on, see us. So we started gathering people like a snowball, going from bar to bar to bar, having a drink. And it got to be, I don't know, 15, 20 of us. And we ended up, I think, in Bushwick. You know, this Easter Saturday. Well, we had nothing to do. Easter Saturday, we're out running around, and that's it. So we created our own pub crawl. So the next year, Granny's wife ever decides to let's get it organized. So created we created a Facebook event and invited people, and it has just snowballed from there. Because then somebody went, "Ooh, I'll make t-shirts." So we had a t-shirt.
What?
Yes, there was a t-shirt with the Easter Bunny Bar Hop. Okay, and on the back was all of the restaurants that we were going to, and you could check it off. We would go into the restaurant, and I would have them check it off. Yeah. Somebody would check it off with a Sharpie. Oh, I would get them to sign it. I would get the bartender to sign this because they thought that was the coolest thing. And we went, and we had ears, and we had the last year I had the nose, but a little cotton tail. And
how was drinking with the nose?
I had a straw.
Okay.
You had a straw.
That makes sense.
Now. So I made.
I was wondering how you were pulling that off.
It's funny now because now we have this large amount of bars, but I don't drink at every one of them. I would be dead.
Right. Because I'd be
a lot of them.
Clark, I would rather not. The holidays
dead.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
So we've got the Easter Bunny Bar Hop, it's gone through a bunch of renames. There's Cocktails and Cottontails and all of that.
I like the Bunny Bar Hop.
Easter Bunny Bar Hop.
Yeah, the alliteration is good.
And so now on the Facebook page, which is on the events page, which is funny, I'll have to find some pictures and post them up, is we now post... Well, I did post one on Instagram and on my Twitter yesterday when I was announcing that. And it's usually kids who are horrified sitting at the pictures of kids with the Easter Bunny, and they're just horrified. They're just in abject terror. And I'm sorry that it's funny. I don't know why you would subject your child. Clearly, the child does not like you think it's cute.
You know,
we have a great one. Hang on, we have a great one. I'll post that too. Of Carolina, this is the. Is it with the Easter Bunny? Is she smiling with the Easter Bunny, or is it the one with Santa? There's the one. There's one with Santa where she's just got. She's got a Wednesday Addams face. And I will tell. I'll post that picture, and then I'll zoom in on her face, which is the best. I don't know why people would do. I mean, I stopped doing that once. You know, I used to terrorize Carolina, the younger one. We would walk by in the mall or whatever. If Santa was there in the mall, and we'd walk by, and she's like, she's looking at him as she's walking by, and I'm like, I don't know. We're just gonna go and we'll do this candle store. Sorry, John is posting pictures now.
There's a whole page.
It's a whole page. It's a whole page.
What is that? Oh, no. Look at
this. Is not good for you.
We're not going to be able to get through the podcast. No. I keep putting these up
Okay, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Where did you go, John?
I put up terrified Easter Bunny pictures.
Yeah, terrified Easter Bunny pictures. If you want to play along, if you're listening to the podcast, the kid's trying to get away.
He just can't.
Now that's not a bad Easter Bunny, but the kid does not want to be there.
No, but
no. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sit down. All right,
I gotta stop. All right, I'm gonna stop. We're not gonna be able to do it. I'll just keep
bringing it. It's like just giggling.
I know. It's like Doritos. You know, you can't have just one.
You gotta
go in and oh my gosh, these are great.
Ellen used to do that. Ellen on her talk show used to show those pictures.
Really?
Which absolutely.
It's just, I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's the Santa Claus pictures too, but there's something about the Easter Bunny. Like back when some of the pictures were just that the bunnies were so bad.
This looks like a rabbit. No, absolutely not. All right. So the Easter Bunny Bar Hop is going on this weekend. And now we have commemorative t-shirts. We have new t-shirts because we had a graphic artist.
Wait a minute. Do I still have it? Hold on. I was just thinking, you know, this would be a great way to raise money for something.
And then
I'd like sell 25, a limited edition of 25 shirts that you get to be a part of, and then you pay $25 a piece or something, and then that goes to charity.
That's, well, see, you can also get the commemorative keychain.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so there's a keychain that they made. That's the logo this year.
Huh.
And the with the because we change it every year.
That's good. This is good. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's snowball. It is. There's a lot of people, and it's like, are we all going to the same bar at the same time? Because we're looking at like 20, 40 people now,
right,
to start.
Yeah.
And so it's like we've tried to make it really casual. I'm like, hey, you can go wherever you want. We'll see you along the way. We just kind of want
that'll be fun running into everybody. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe everybody just gets shirts that they check, and you don't do an organized. You name the places, but you don't do an organized.
Yeah, you're not doing it. Yeah, no. We don't swarm. We did one time.
This is I'm like putting this in my head for All About Cats, the organization that we volunteer for.
Do it.
Like,
do it, John.
That would be a great idea. Do shirts, and everybody check them off, and everybody goes to
everybody wears cat ears and whiskers. John, you got to. And a big cat tail. You have to. You have to.
All right. It's a great idea, actually.
And then make it a fundraiser. And yeah. Then the so
Jim we did says walk. Bunny bar hop 3 hours before your MRI.
No, it's after.
Oh, it's after?
After. It'll be after my MRI.
But
no.
I think he's saying
I see what he's saying. Then I'll be asleep. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably alcohol in the system is not what they want to look at.
No, probably not.
Have you been drinking, Mr. Ross? Yeah, I just need to relax. You know, just a couple, take the edge off. You can't be here. Now you have to leave. Reschedule.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
it. All right. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. And weather, I hope the weather is going to be all right. We should be all right, hopefully. And you know, because I'm walking around town, and I've got the Easter bunny and the ears on, and I've got a cotton tail. And I'm just walking across the street with my friend James, and somebody took a candid shot. I didn't know the picture was being taken. So there we are. And greatest wave ever loves this shot of just James and me with our Easter bunny ears on. So I'll have to find that. I'll post that up on the, excuse me, on our Facebook and our Instagram and on my Twitter.
Please
do. Radio Ron Ross or Ron Ross Radio. It's one of the two. Anyway,
figure it out, Ron. Would you?
That's going to be fun. So Easter Sunday is coming. We and I remember as a kid, and maybe you did this, John. You had to have the Easter eggs.
Yeah. Everybody did them. Everyone did it. The little. Yeah, the thing, they would like fizz a little bit when they'd go. And
make
and the whole, yeah.
Well, to this day, the smell of vinegar makes me think of
Easter eggs.
Easter, yeah, because you had to do that. But
what did the vinegar do? Was that part of the coloring?
Vinegar, vinegar was the acid to dissolve the dye. Okay. The dye tab. I was
wondering if it like delaminated the egg or something too, and it helped the color stick to it.
No, I think, but
there might be some chemical going on.
Is it rent? Wow, I don't know. I thought maybe it was just the dye. I don't know. I never really got that far into it. I would try. I did, you know, as you got older. One year or a couple of years ago, during the pandemic, during lockdown, I did a Tiger King egg from the Tiger King. Remember the Tiger?
Yeah, I know the Tiger King. I'm just like trying to imagine my head is like spinning.
I did a tiger.
I'm imagining what a tiger.
I did a tiger, and then I did Tiger King, and he had yarn blonde hair, and I made a little cap for him. Jennifer says vinegar enhances the color.
Does it?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I just remember Paws was the only game.
Jennifer's just making stuff.
She's not. Jennifer. But if you want to hear a great comedy bit, one of my favorite comedians is Patton Oswalt. Look it up. Just look up Patton Oswalt and Paws, P-A-A-S. And he does an incredible comedy.
Does a bit on Paws?
He does a bit about Paws.
Wow.
Because they're the only game in town. And we're going to do just four colors. I can't do justice to it. You have to listen to it.
That's funny.
It's very, very
funny. See where that would be funny. It's true.
Now, in my house, as a kid growing up, the Easter Bunny hid the real eggs.
Yeah. That's what the Easter Bunny does.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he doesn't hide plastic eggs.
Unless, they do now.
No, the he Easter doesn't.
Bunny, yes,
it does. Not my Easter Bunny doesn't do that.
Well, my Easter Bunny does. I'm telling you.
Then he's a fraud.
He's not
Easter,
a fraud.
Your Easter Bunny's a fraud, Ron.
Relax. Everything's back it up. Doot. Beep, so the, there might be that one egg that you don't find. And that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the couch. behind the underneath the cushions. No. It was in the couch. Now, it never broke and it didn't smell.
Okay. But
the interesting thing about it is, and I didn't know this, and I guess it was a hard boiled egg.
Okay.
It had to have been a hard boiled egg, but the yolk had solidified and it was hard as a rock. You could hear it rattling around.
Oh, really?
Inside. And my mom is like, don't break that. Don't you break it. I'm like, hey, look. And it was like July when we found it. Because the Easter Bunny had forgotten where the where it had been hidden. So it was funny to retrieve that, I thought.
But
now, you know, with it's the plastic eggs around here. And we're going to be hiding some eggs, the Easter Bunny's going to hide eggs for the grandson now. So that's always fun. Yeah. We have the Easter egg scramble. Okay. Yes. And then, are we past time? No, we got a little bit.
No, we're good. We're good. We're still good.
So in addition to, and I was talking a little bit earlier about how the Jesus of Nazareth and watching the Last Supper, and you're trying to wrap your head around the fact that it was a Seder meal. You also have Passover that happens around this time of year, depending on the Jewish calendar lining up with the Christian calendar.
Hey, wait, speaking of calendars.
Yes.
Do you know how Easter is determined each year? Like the date for Easter?
I did. I don't know. It's 40 days after Ash Wednesday. No, but when is Ash Wednesday?
And go look this up. Like my wife and I looked up the whole Easter thing, and I'd have to go find it now again. But there is like this mathematical calculation that goes on, and because we were surprised when it was falling this year as compared with other years.
Yeah, it's early.
But it can be a range of, I forget how many days, and it's complex how it's determined. Folks, just go look it up on your own time. I would read it. I'd go find it now. But
I'm not going to tell you about it. Look it up yourself.
No, well, I should have been better prepared, but this you I didn't know you.
I know you threw out a question without an answer.
I know. Wait, let me consult the Book of Knowledge here. How is the day?
No, don't.
Yes.
God, what are you doing? All right, you look that up while I'm talking about Passover.
Yeah.
So. Also, the tradition at the time is to watch the Ten Commandments, the original from Cecil B. DeMille and Charlton Heston, and behold his mighty hand. And every year I post a picture of Edward G. Robinson, who was completely miscast as Dothan, an Egyptian. No, he was Jewish who collaborated with the Egyptians, I think.
Yep.
How can you make a bricks without straw? See, man. Where's your Moses now? So.
Yeah, see?
See, man.
By the way, I put it in the chat window, the whole thing.
Okay.
It's complex. It's a Latin calculation, a word for computation called computus that determines. How it's Easter is celebrated the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon, which is the first full moon on or after the 21st of March.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes complete sense.
No. And it gets worse from there. Just keep reading it, folks. Okay. So I just wanted to let you know, I didn't want to leave you hanging. Here at the Ron Ross Radio Show, we live to serve.
We live to serve.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So
moving on.
Passover, though, is coming up in April. And and not too long. I told you last week about how the greatest I've ever made these pierogies. Well, I have a friend that I worked with. She was a server and I was a cook at the main cup in Middletown, Maryland. I was a line cook. And Shelly's a server, and Shelly is Jewish, and every year I'm like, when are you going to bring in matzo ball soup? I'm an addict for matzo ball soup. I had it one time at the Carnegie Deli in New York City. I had never seen a matzo ball. It wasn't softball size, but it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Because the server brought it out, and he just puts down this bowl with this giant matzo ball in it. And then he brings out the most beautiful, this silver dish about that deep and had a handle on it, of the most beautiful, golden, completely clarified, maybe a few little bits of dill or parsley or whatever, yeah, of this, chicken broth, and poured it into the bowl. And
that's the presentation right there.
My goodness. So anyway, Shelly and I were talking, and I told her, and I just saw her not too long ago, and said we were going to be making pierogies, and that my dad had sent me the recipe that I told you that story, but my mom had written down from my babusha, my Polish grandmother.
By the way, you need to send me that or post that online.
I'll do that.
People now will share the Ross recipe for generations.
Okay. Out there. Very good.
It'll be cool.
And thank you. Yeah. And so I said, and she goes, I will send you, what did she say? My babchas, my bubulas, whatever, her grandmother's
great
matzo ball recipe.
Okay. And
she sent it to me.
You have it?
I have it.
Look at that.
Passover. I'm going to be making some.
You may need to post that recipe too.
I am. I might just do a video. I might just do a cooking video.
That would be good.
Putting that all together, because I'm so excited. Okay. I've actually bought
a new podcast.
I bought cooking with Ron. I don't really want to do that, but I'm so excited to do this, because my quest now is not just the matzo ball. My quest is going to be to make that perfect. And I'm not going to use any chicken base. I'm going to make chicken base myself.
Nice. Make
that perfect golden. That's my goal now. That's my thing. That's what I'm going to try to do, is to come up with that perfect chicken, soup, that chicken broth for the, and Nipu was like, do the video, please. We might. I might have to. It might have to be edited, though. It's not going to be. We're not going to go Facebook Live.
No,
it's going to be hours.
Yeah,
it'll be hours. But we'll do. We'll shoot a video, and then we'll. We'll shoot a video, and then we'll edit it.
Condense it. Yeah, just do like the Skycam thing, and then
see if I can convince the greatest wife ever to appear in it with me.
Yeah, dual cam shoot though, please.
Speaking of which, greatest wife ever has decided over in the past 2 weeks or whatever. And she's taking the counting calories very, very seriously, and has developed all of these great meals. She made this one chicken and what was it? Mushrooms and onions and carrots or whatever. And she's going, no points. You can eat as much as you want all night. I'm like, what are you talking about? White meat chicken. And I got full on chicken and vegetables. It was amazing.
It was really amazing. It was great. You are fantastic. Wonderful. Greatest wife ever. This Rick is wonderful. That's what I picture around your table. Jenny, this is wonderful.
No,
this is fantastic.
Trust me, she does not. We were talking. We were on the phone earlier this week. On the phone, trying to make a the appointments for the MRIs and all that stuff.
Right.
Looking at this woman, and I made some joke.
Yeah.
And she kind of laughed. The operator scheduling. She kind of laughed. And the greatest one ever is just like rolling her eyes or whatever. And I'm like, see, and she doesn't think it's funny. She goes, well, she's probably heard it 1,000 times. And I said, no, it was a new joke. I just made this joke up. And she goes, and And the cast member is just kind of like, you know.
Yeah, my wife does that too.
That's why I'm totally surprised whenever she says she's listened to the podcast. I'm like, what?
Really?
Why would you do that?
Right. Yeah. You've heard these jokes a few times. You've heard stories. You've lived these stories.
Although she will be, she probably was laughing at the pictures of the terrified children in the Easter Bunny, I guarantee you. Oh, it's almost baseball season. Here we go.
Hey.
Go O's. Let's go O's. But I'm raising my Baltimore Oriole coffee cup. So there you go.
And go Phils, go O's. I root for both of them. Mm. I know. I'm a weird sports fan.
Well, you got a National League and a
right. You right. get it.
I do get it. You have a National League team and an American League team.
Yeah,
I never all right. Are we ready? Oh, you want to do this? Here we go.
Are we ready?
We're okay. ready. All right. Because I think ready. I've had a. Oh, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments and the Matzo Ball Soup. Okay, good. Yeah. Moving on.
Keeping it light, bright, and tight.
That's morning. Oh, yeah. No, John's got a. He's got a hard out.
I got I like a conference. That. Yeah, because I'm in where?
You're in Florida.
The most magical place in the world. Yeah, I'm in Walt Disney
Middletown
right now.
Oh.
Right. No, I'm at a Pop Century Resort at Walt Disney World right now, and I've had a convention over at the Swan and Dolphin.
Okay, now here's a question, John.
Yes, sir.
Business,
yes, Ron.
Literally a business question.
Your question for John.
Is it a conference for Intercot, or is it a
no, it's for IEEE.
For your job. For your full-time job.
Yeah, that's my... Have we ever explained what I do for my full-time job?
So who arranged this?
It just happens to be here.
Come on, John.
It's me and a coworker, by the way.
Yeah. Did you arrange it?
I mean, what does that have to do with Disney?
Is my question.
I didn't pick Disney. I picked the Reagan Social Media Conference, which happens at Disney.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm just good.
All that means is you have something to do at night.
Yeah.
While you're here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So it's not a bad thing. Honestly, there are a lot of major conferences that happen in and around the town of Orlando. If you look, and some of the best ones are here or on the West Coast in places like Vegas or Los Angeles or major cities. So, you know, for this one, it's one we've been to a few times before. It's got some value. It's not cheap though. Like, for example, Adobe runs a big conference, you know, for all the graphic programs and things like that, called Adobe Max, and it's normally in Los Angeles. It's going to be in Miami this year. That's a great location to go to for a conference. But anyway, yeah, we're at Disney.
So here's my question.
Yes.
Since we proved that we could basically do everything from home during lockdown and the pandemic.
Sure.
Wouldn't you... just do that now and save all the money on the, I mean, I know the hotels want these conferences.
No, you know what? That's a great question. And I'm going to give you the straight out honest answer of that. In-person learning and networking is not the same as doing it on a screen. I don't care what you do. And okay. I think we learned over the course of the pandemic, people get burnout watching Zoom calls. But when you're in a room, you are engaged, you are there, you are present, you are sitting next to somebody. And quite frankly, almost at every conference I go to, I learn more from the people who are there at the conference than the presenters, which means that I'm sorry. Never mind.
Right? I'm kidding. John, I'm kidding.
Beep,
I'm kidding.
Beep,
I'm done. I was kidding. It was a joke.
No. It is true, though. There are some really smart people that attend these conferences. So it's the networking.
Okay.
All right. It really is.
All right. I got you. Okay.
Plus, I don't do well, like, normally this kind of thing, like that we're doing here, other than when I'm I'm actually talking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do well watching videos of stuff, people doing things. I'd like to sit there with my computer and do stuff and
I understand
and talk with people.
Makes a lot of sense. I got you, John. I was just being devil's advocate. I like being in the presence of other people as well. That's one of the things that I really enjoyed about my new job. Well, it'll be a year, June 1st, of working at Key 103 radio, doing an afternoon show as I physically interact with people. I physically walk out of the house. I worked at home for three years.
That's another thing, too, yeah.
Walked out of the house and I actually walk into another building and I say hi to Lil and hi and oh, you're here and but you know, all of the things. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too is being a corporate communicator, you learn to actually communicate with people, like sitting around a table. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we're terrible, both of us. We'll go to the grocery store and I'll spend 20 minutes talking to the checker, like to the point where my wife is like, can we go? Like, seriously, John? Really? Like, well, look at that wine. Oh, have you had that? Yeah, I've had that. That's amazing. Have you tried the other one? You have like five different varieties. Like, we're off to the races.
I get the, I now have the Adam Sandler comeback because the greatest wife ever will just say, are you ready? I'm like, well, you are.
Yeah.
So it's time to go.
Yep.
Yeah. Clearly.
We've got people agreeing with me, by the way.
Okay, so good. No, I totally agree with you. I was just messing with you, John. Because it just seems like economically it would make sense
to do it for a while
on a Zoom. Yeah.
But ultimately the payoff is in the I go to things like this and hope to learn one to two good things a day that I can take back and turn into tangible results at my company. If I do that, it's worth every bit of money we spend on it.
Well, there you go. All right. So see, that makes total sense. And it's nice to hear that you're towing the company line, John. Good job. It's a rarity conference. I want to learn things.
Shut up, Ron.
What? I'm saying you
jerk.
You're being sincere, John. I get it. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, everybody, call and leave a message at 240-415-9090 about what you think about these kind of things. Okay. You know, do you agree with John or do you agree with Ron?
I went to a couple. Don't put me on the opposite end of this. I have more than once put a disclaimer and said I was just messing with you.
I don't.
Also, that anyway, the and I've been to one radio conference, and nothing got done there. So
you never were you to NAB or anything
that
like
was
that?
My no. It, what was it? It was. Was it Billboard? It was Billboard. Billboard, okay. Not the magazine, but Billboard Monitor, which was the one for radio people. Okay. So it's it was a magazine that had it wasn't Radio and Records. Radio and Records was the Bible, the industry Bible. I can't believe it's gone. I used to have a subscription to that. It was an issue that came out every week.
I was a reporter to.
I love
you know. I as a reporting station to Radio and Records. I got Magic 106.9 listed as a reporter.
Well, 107X, the previous incarnation of the rock station, was an R&R.
Yeah.
Report. Yeah. And it was, you report your playlist, and then record companies would pay attention to you.
Correct. You would get product.
Give you what's called service. They would give you service.
Right.
And
a big difference. Anyway, inside
baseball. We're running out of time. All right. So it's time. Are you ready, John? Yeah. Are you in good voice? You ready?
All right. Of all places, too, by the way.
I know, right?
Right?
It's time. Is she right?
Is she right? No. No.
Again, that's another reference to
Donna Mike.
All right. Yep. Time to get the gray matter working. Fire off the synapses, engage frontal lobe, form new neural networks, utilize the cerebrum. As Pooh/John says, it's time to
think, think, think.
Ding, ding. It's the question of the day. Right. The QOD, and also it's for pride, not prize. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here's today's
question
of the day.
This is interesting.
This Irving Berlin written classic song was performed by Bing Crosby in the movie Holiday Inn, and he had a hit record with it. Was later developed into its own film. What was the song?
Okay, one more
time. One more time. This Irving Berlin written classic song was performed by Bing Crosby in the movie Holiday Inn and had a hit record with it. Was later developed into its own film. What was this song? And you have to sing your own Jeopardy theme. Good Law.
Oh, yeah, and Good Law.
Actually, you don't have to wait for 30 seconds. You can go ahead and post your answer right now if you'd like, instead of looking it up. Okay. All right. All right. We're good.
bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. Do we have some answers? Because last week I was told, God, it was so easy.
We had one.
All right.
Wait, there's two. Okay. All right, here we go. Ready?
All right.
All right, ready? Are you ready? Here we go.
All right, first answer. Jim says White Christmas. Not the answer I was going for.
Oh, my.
Not
the oh, my.
I was going for.
Okay. So, all right. Hold on. All right. Then we've got Jennifer.
Hippity hoppity Easter is on its way. All right, you're in the right field, right area, but it wasn't Here Comes Peter Cottontail. Was it the Easter bonnet? Easter bonnet is part of the lyrics to the song.
Uh-oh. Now you've
in my Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be the loveliest lady or whatever. In the title of the song. See, I'm giving it to you now. I'm giving it to you.
I'm waiting to see if people, you know, there's a slight delay here.
There we go. Yeah, Jim comes back with Easter Parade. There you go. Nice job. Yes, Jim, you were right with White Christmas, but there were two songs. Actually, Irving Berlin thought Easter Parade would be the bigger hit. He had no idea that White Christmas would become the biggest selling single of all time, out of all singles, not just Christmas
right,
song,
right?
But of all time,
of all time.
But he thought it was going to be Easter Parade. Easter Parade had been, he had written it years before, and it had been in plays and had been in a couple of movies, and then finally it was included in Holiday Inn, and Bing Crosby.
No, let's not bring him up. Let's not bring.
No, I'm sorry. Bing Crosby sang the song, and he also did White Christmas, but he sang Easter Parade in that, and then later made the movie Easter Parade, which starred anyone? Bueller?
Anyone?
Fred Astaire and Judy Garland.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Easter Parade. Hey, there's Debbie! Oh my goodness! Debbie, friend of ours, Debbie, we were just talking about Rick and playing trivia, and and we said Debbie actually originated the trivia team that later.
Yes.
This
was in the pre-show chat.
Yes, in the John and I were chatting. We were talking about, Debbie, come visit me, please. You're all the way up in, she's down in Florida now.
Man. She passes us.
Yeah, but she's there Exit now. Eight. So she's not passing you right now.
But
she's she's 1,000 miles away.
Don't tell me how I can have my friends come visit me, and you too. All right. I'm waiting for you to set a date.
We're on our way.
All right.
Anyway. But hey, Debbie, went to high school with my greatest wife ever.
Yes.
Linganore High School. So, hey, Debbie, it's good to talk to you again. Literally was just talking about you earlier this morning, you and Rick.
She says she's right there in Frederick.
Oh, you're in Frederick today.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, see, I thought she was in that.
I'm tighter with Debbie.
She's got this. Maybe. It's possible. It's entirely possible. Debbie, she's got these great house.
Things are going well, Debbie.
She tells me about this great house she's got in this neighborhood in Florida now.
Yeah, and then it's just right on the little water canal.
First day they walked outside and people are like walking around and like pulling their chairs out and drinks, and it's happy hour, 4 o'clock.
And then nothing wrong with that.
First day they were there. Yeah. And she said it's
nothing wrong with
every day. And I'm like, I want to live there.
Every day's a party.
Every day.
Every day's a party and you're invited.
I want to be in that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Easter Parade was the name of the song. So there you go. There's your answer. Jim got that. So thank you so much. Congratulations, Jim. You got Pride Not Prize. Carry that around with you all weekend. Yes. And your Pride has giant bunny ears.
Yes.
And there you go. Some giant bunny ears and little buck teeth.
Yes.
And
very good.
Nice. So, all right, listen. So John's got what they call a hard out. So he's going to have to go. We're going to be back BAU next week. Next
Tuesday, correct time, too.
11 a.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. And we'll be on our YouTube channel and here on Facebook. And then, but you can get this podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can listen on your iPhone or wherever you get your podcast, because we're going to post these up. And by we, yes. I mean John will be there. We will post these up and get them out there. All right. So listen, have yourself a wonderful Easter weekend. And we're going to have, I'm going to have tons of ham. I'll have all the ham. So if you know Patton Oswalt, you know that quote. All right. John's got to go. All right. Listen, please take care of yourselves and each other. Please be safe. Ron Ross, John Yaglensky. Love you, mean it. Bicycle.
Bye now.